Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court in Kentucky has now ordered a Kentucky clerk, Kim Davis, to issue same-sex marriage licenses. But the case is far from over. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, Liberty Counsel represents the Rowan County clerk, Kim Davis, and she has refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses for several reasons. First of all, it is a collision against her religious beliefs, and she has a right under the enumerated First Amendment of the Constitution to have her First Amendment religious free exercise protected. And secondly, she also has looked at the opinion and concluded that it is not consistent with the Constitution. In fact, it's not based on the Constitution, and she must uphold the rule of law, which does not require same-sex marriages. So this case now is before the federal court. She was sued by the ACLU. Liberty Counsel is defending her. We went to court several times, and Judge Bunning, the federal court, has now issued an opinion ordering her to issue same-sex marriage licenses. But the case is far from over. We've issued a notice of appeal, and we've also asked the court to stay its opinion pending the appeal. So this continues, and it will continue to move forward.
Yeah, you know, I've read some comments in some media reports on this, Matt, and some have said, oh, she just needs to exercise her, you know, she has a responsibility. She took an oath to do this. Well, no, actually, she took an oath to follow the Constitution. And this, it's not just her opinion that this decision has nothing to do with the Constitution. The four dissenting justices expressly said this has nothing to do with the Constitution. And the five in the majority, the five activist justices in this case, didn't even try to feign some kind of constitutional analysis for this. They just said, well, we just think it needs to be, so we're going to say it's so. So she is actually abiding by her oath by not issuing these counterfeit same-sex marriage licenses. So it's not just an issue of her first guaranteed First Amendment right not to do this and not to violate her freedom of religious expression, but it is a constitutional matter here. She took an oath, and she is abiding by her oath.
Yeah, she's abiding by her oath. She herself, like any other public official, took an oath to defend and support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of their respective state, in this particular case, Kentucky. So when you look at this opinion and you read it, and I encourage people to do so, you can get it by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and look at one of our press releases in which we have the opinion hot linked. And you read the dissenting opinions, it's very clear that they invented something that just simply doesn't exist. In fact, 2 years ago, the same five of the Supreme Court, the same five, not a different five, but the same five, 2 years ago said that states have a right to define marriage. They said it three times. Now, 2 years later, the same five said, no, the states don't have a right to define marriage. It's a constitutional right, and states cannot have their own marriage between a man and a woman. And not only did they changed their own opinion 2 years later, but they also did not base it on the Constitution or the court's precedent, and that's what Chief Justice John Roberts clearly said, as well as the other dissenters. You ought to read the opinion, because if you do, you'll come to the same conclusion. In order to uphold your oath to uphold the Constitution, you can't just go by the opinion of five lawyers when they had nothing to do with the Constitution in their opinion. But also, Kim Davis, as you said, did not sign up for this. She signed up as a clerk, and as part of that job duty, it's to issue licenses for marriage. Her job duty was changed by five lawyers without any constitutional authority after she became a clerk. And now they say, oh, you've got to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Well, throughout millennia of human history, who would have thought that as a clerk with millennia, I'm talking about not just American or Kentucky history, but millennia of human history, where same-sex marriage was never authorized, that one day, as a clerk, you would have to be issuing something that is nonsensical and just never has been condoned throughout millennia of human history. And now the job duties change, and they're saying now you've got to issue these same-sex marriage licenses. They're asking her to license something that is prohibited by her religious convictions and that is not based on the Constitution. And Kim Davis says she cannot do that. Now, the judge's opinion, we'll talk about it, really underscores basically a very surface acknowledgement of her religious free exercise rights. And the First Amendment protects more than just thought. It protects action as well.
Yeah, and there's so much more to this than just her religious convictions about marriage. This is also the more important aspect of this, I think. And they can go there are any number of other offices or other clerks that can issue this license. They want her specifically to do it because she's a Christian. And so the big issue here is that she cannot, in good conscience, participate with an act, with something that is not only has no constitutional basis, has no basis in biological reality, but is an express violation of Scripture. It is rooted in the sin of homosexuality, which throughout both the Old and New Testament is abundantly clear. So this judge is telling her, you must participate in this sinful activity against your religious conscience. You must disobey God. You must commit a sin under court order. And now, Matt, we have the ACLU considering asking that she be thrown in jail for contempt of court because she will not disobey God.
Yeah, you know, here's part of Judge Bunning's opinion. It says the state is not asking her to condone same-sex unions on moral or religious grounds, nor is it restricting her from engaging in a variety of activities. Davis remains free, listen to this, to practice her apostolic Christian beliefs. She may continue, listen to this, to attend church twice a week, participate in Bible study, and minister to female inmates in Rowan County Jail. She is even free to believe that marriage is a union between one man and one woman, as many Americans do. Her religious convictions cannot excuse her from performing the duties that she took an oath to perform as Rowan County clerk. Now, Judge Bunning's decision equated Kim Davis's free exercise of religion with simply going to church. But Christianity is more than just a robe that you take off when you leave the sanctuary. It guarantees Kim Davis and every other American the free exercise of religion, even when that person is working for the government. Because the government can't just simply say, Kim Davis, you're free to believe what you want to, but you're not free to act on what you want to. The First Amendment protects more than the thought processes that are going on in your mind. It also protects your actions. Otherwise, it wouldn't protect nothing. It just protects your ability to think. Well, you don't need a First Amendment to protect your ability to think. You need a First Amendment to protect your ability to act.
Well, that's right. I mean, the First Amendment guarantees the freedom of religious expression. Not just the freedom of, it's called the free exercise clause, the right to exercise your religious faith. And this is that new meme that we hear about. You've heard President Obama say it. You've heard Hillary Clinton and others say it, where they talk about the Constitution and the First Amendment guarantees the freedom of worship. Well, that's nonsense. That's found nowhere in the Constitution. The freedom of worship, meaning as long as you keep your beliefs within the walls of your church, you can worship God, and you have freedom to worship. But as far as action and expression goes, you have to do whatever we pagans demand.
Yeah, this is the decision that clerks around the country are facing. Please pray for Kim Davis. She's one of many. She's in Kentucky. Liberty Counsel represents her. We have other clerks that we're representing in other parts of the country. But it's not just a decision of clerks. It's others that are facing these decisions as well. In fact, every person will have to face this decision. What are you going to do? Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org or libertycounsel.com. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel and our clients. They're literally on the front line of these critical decisions. These decisions are very critical to America, to all of our liberty. And you, everyone, is going to be affected. Churches, pastors, nonprofit organizations, colleges, universities, people that are licensed of all different professions, whether you're licensed or not, whether you're a stay-at-home mother or not, you're going to have to face this decision. Number one, is this a decision that actually carries the rule of law by these five individuals from the Supreme Court? Is it based upon the Constitution? And number two, what are you going to do with your religious convictions when these convictions collide with the government, forcing you not just to be silent, but to participate in, license, promote, affirm something that is absolutely immoral and contrary to your religious convictions? You're going to have to make the decision. Call us at Liberty Counsel. Pray for the ministry and also support Liberty Counsel financially. LC.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.